How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord. of hosts. My soul longeth, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. Amen.
Can remember.
Wherefore the Mass is to be used to this end, that there the sacrament of communion may be also administered to them that have need of consolation. As Ambrose says, because I always sin, I am always bound to take the medicine. Therefore, the sacrament requires faith and is used in vain without faith. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 17. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of the living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Galatians chapter 5. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other. So that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings and murderers, drunkenness, reviling, and such alike, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh, and with the afflictions and the lusts. So far in the first letter.
He suffered and was buried.
day the Lord was again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the light of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 352. Please be seated. Nine that did not. come, return to give thanks. These are the sad words of Jesus when out of 10 lepers healed by his power, only one returned to say thank you. But this story, unfortunately, is typical of humanity as a whole. Jesus was on his last journey only a few months before his crucifixion. And when Jesus entered a certain village, he was met by 10 men who were lepers. And leprosy was a dreadful disease, as we heard about. It caused a gradual decay of the entire body. And this decay continues as long as that person lived. Lepers were excluded from all of society, from their family, from their friends. They were forced to live apart from all people, seeking shelter wherever they could find it, in the tombs, in the caves, and out in the wilderness. And if someone came upon them, they were by law required to cry out, "Unclean, unclean." This dreaded disease was incurable. And leprosy is often compared to sin, because sin too has destructive power, destructive consequences. Has not sin infected the body and the soul with its deadly poison, carrying with it pain, misery, decay, and even death itself? Has sin not made man and woman morally and spiritually corrupt, defying them in the sight of God? And would we not be helpless and hopeless if we were left to ourselves? And what would have become of us if God had not, in his infinite love and mercy, taken compassion on us and sent his Son into this world to be our Savior and our Redeemer? Helplessly, hopelessly, we would have passed our time here on earth, waiting for death, looking only for the final wrath of God and the judgment of God that was to come. This would have been our future and fate without faith in Christ our Redeemer, who has come to seek and to save that which was lost, us. We are told in the gospel, there met him 10 men who were lepers. Misery meets mercy. They must have heard about Jesus and his mighty works of love and mercy. And we are told they stood afar off. They couldn't get to that, they couldn't get close. They did not dare to approach Christ because they were unclean. And they spoke out, they yelled, as a matter of fact, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And Jesus did have mercy on them. Jesus looked upon them with love and compassion. He hears their cry for help, and he answers it. But he answers it in his own way. He tells them to go at once and show themselves to the priest. And this was the trial of their faith. For the 10 to obey was equivalent to trusting that Jesus would indeed cure them. And as the 10 went, they were cleansed, and they were aware of their healing. Christ's invisible, almighty power had brought about a cure. What a glorious helper. What a glorious Savior. He is able to help, for he is God Almighty. He is willing to help because he is rich in mercy and grace. As in this case, so Jesus is at all times. From all eternity, he saw us polluted, lost in our sins. He saw sinfulness in lost people. This constrained him to come down to earth and to assume our nature and to redeem us with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death from sin, death, and damnation. As the 10 lepers had heard of Christ's power and mercy, so we too have heard of him in the gospel, the glad tidings of God's mercy and love, which moved him to send his only begotten Son to die for us. We must realize our helplessness and our hopeless condition without him. We too must appeal to him as those lepers did. Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon me. Appeal to him for his help and for his mercy and experience his power and ability to forgive and to save. But how sad it is that so many forget what the Lord has done for them. They forget to thank him. Only one out of the 10 who had been miraculously healed, yes, only one, returned to give thanks to Jesus. The others soon forgot. What ingratitude. And note from the painful words of Christ, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? How typical this incident of ingratitude is in general. Did Christ not give himself as a ransom for all? Still, the vast majority live without even thanking him for his great sacrifice of the blood which alone is able to cleanse them from their sins, much less than thanking him for it. How many of those who were baptized in his name, who at their confirmation, realizing what the Savior had done for them, confessed their faith in him, vowed to remain faithful to him, and later shamefully forsook him because they loved the world and its pleasures? May we always be as this thankful leper. May we realize that the enormity of our sins is great and be thankful for the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. So many forget the cleansing of their sins, just as those 9 forgot what Jesus had done for them. Let us learn from whom it is said, when they saw that he was healed, or when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down at his feet, giving him thanks. Thank you, Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. going into surgery Wednesday. Let's keep him in our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning on behalf of Dennis, who will be going under surgery this coming Wednesday. We pray that you give guidance and direction to the doctors that are working with him, and that the outcome be as successful as he desires. But first of all, we thank you for having brought him and his wife into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, because where there is a forgiveness of sins, there is a guarantee of eternal life. Our concern right now is his physical, because we realize that back surgery can be very iffy, and we pray that you guide the doctors to do what is necessary to correct that problem. We approach your throne of grace in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Holy, holy, holy.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. Take, drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins.
May his body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.